Coaches, how do you manage your players' playing time? Last week we talked about how to give your players feedback regarding playing time based on their expectations going into the season for their own playing time. This week I want to talk about how do you come to the conclusion, how are you intentional about creating space and clarity within your own mind regarding your players' playing time before the game actually starts. Now I know in basketball there's so many things going on, and you know, you can't go in and just say, hey, these guys are going to play X amount of minutes all the time. Things happen, injuries happen, situations happen, there's always moving parts. But coaches, how do you give yourself clarity so that you're not overthinking, and to help you be in the best position possible to make sound decisions within the game? Recently, I had a coach observe one of my games, and he intentionally watched what I was doing on the sideline and how I coached. And one of the interesting things, interesting feedback he gave me was he saw something in the second half where he was like, he thought I was overthinking what was going on, trying to get all my players into the game. And what he meant by that was he could tell I was overthinking, and instead of having a strategy of who I wanted to play when and who I wanted to play when and with who, I was just trying to plug guys into holes rather than actually having a strategy or a plan or being intentional about who I was subbing and when. So after the game, we sat down and he said, you have 2 minutes to write down 1 to 12 your top players in order, what you think. And he didn't give me much time to think about it. And so I wrote down my players 1 through 12. And then he said, right beside them, how many minutes per game you expect that they should get. So I wrote that out, and it came pretty close to the 200-minute allotted time for a game. And then we kind of went through matchups and such, and he said, okay, so you're trying to give yourself clarity, as much clarity as possible, so that when you're on the sidelines, you have a plan so you're able to make sound decisions. If you don't have a plan going in, and these plans can always change on the fly, but to have a plan so that you have clarity around subs, so you're not overthinking in the moment. And sometimes, coaches, when we overthink, we can paralyze ourselves. So coaches, maybe that's a good exercise for you to try, is write down your roster 1 to 12, come up with a formula of like how you determine who are your best players 1 through 12, how many minutes each of those guys should get, and then go into the game with a plan of how to meet those minutes that you have set for each player. And it can kind of keep you from maybe again that being paralyzed within the moment within a game and just making decisions on the fly all the time instead of just once in a while when the situation calls for having to make those snap decisions. That was Culture Builders 180. We'd love to hear from you at Thrive On Challenge for our mentorship program. And I'd love to hear from you on Twitter at Coach Soudam. Have a great week.